In the introduction was the word for this nation, United States of America. Let me also read to you Hosea. Chapter 7, which is an addition to my intro. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they commit falsehood. And the thief comes in, and the troop of robbers spoils outside. And they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness, not their now. Their own doings have beset them about. They are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. That would be the leader of this nation, leaders of this nation. They are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker, who ceases from raising after he's kneaded the dough until it be leavened. In the days of our king, the princes have made him sick with bottles of wine. He stretched out his hand with scorners, for they have made ready their heart like an oven. While they lie in wait, their baker sleeps all the night. In the morning it burns as a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven and have devoured their judges. All their kings are fallen. There is none among them that calls to me. Ephraim, he has mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake and not turned. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knows it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knows it not. And the pride of Israel testifies to his face, and they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. Ephraim also is like a silly dove with hot heart. Oh, they call to Egypt. They go to Assyria. And when they shall go, I will spread my net upon them, and I will bring them down as the fowls of the heaven. I will chastise them as the congregation is heard. Woe to them, for they have fled from me. Destruction to them, because they have transgressed against me, though I have redeemed them. Yet they have spoken against me lies. They have spoken lies against me, lies. And they have not cried to me with their heart. When they howled upon their beds, they assemble themselves for corn and wine, and they rebel against me. Though I have bound and strengthened their arms, yet do they imagine mischief against me. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. It shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. Right, in the introductory passages, and in this passage, the prophet is speaking about the judgment and what it looks like. And the people are suffering and howling and crying and wailing and going on and on, but they don't seek God. There's no rending of their heart in repentance. In this teaching, I'm going to teach you about judgment and about the purpose of suffering and who the Lord disciplines. So he learned, we learn obedience. Our flesh strives against the Lord God, our Maker, until we have surrendered. I want you to go, or I will go, to the passage in Hebrews chapter 5. All right. So, excuse me, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9 is the key verse, but we'll start in verse 8. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all of them that obey him. Right. In this passage, describing the high priest who makes intercession for us, who stands in our place with prayers and supplication and crying in tears, and went to death for us. And he was a perfect son. He was without sin. And yet, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered and was made perfect through his suffering. He is our example. He is the way that we are being perfected. We are being perfected through chastisements, discipline, and suffering in order to bring correction into our lives, to become perfected, because he is the author and finisher of our faith. And we're in this crucible, and we were born in this time, and we're going through these things because God is moving all the dross and iniquity. He is testing. He is seeing who will choose allegiance, who will crucify their flesh and their sinful ways. Now, it clearly says in Hebrews, about sin. Chapter 12, verse 2. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, that you be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not resisted to blood, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to children. My son, despise not you the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastens not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers. Everybody gets it. Everybody gets to go out to the woodshed once, twice, however many times we need to. If you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he is for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up your hands which hang down in the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. And then the author of this text begins to speak about the fornicator Esau. and how he turned away from God. He sold his birthright and his inheritance. We are dealing with learning obedience through suffering.